I like your background, JJ.
Yeah, man, it's not bad.
You get to go to some nice places.
Like, dude, let me see. Can I spin this around? Can you see? Look at that.
You're out in the countryside.
Yeah. Oh, wait. There we go. Are we on?
We're on, JJ.
Here we go, Digital Ramblers. Welcome back. Ooh, this is a fun episode. We love doing this episode every year. It's a special time of the year. What's happening, my friend Gamble?
How you doing, JJ? Good to see you out on a project, it looks like. And I know you had an early start today.
Oh, bro. Michael, you don't know this story, do you? This morning, so my daughters are always going somewhere. And my wife loves taking them places, but I don't know. Today, they were flying out to Florida, and my wife got a flight at 5:10 in the morning. And so we had to wake up at 3:30 in the morning to drive to the airport. Cool, no problem. You always want to leave early, no matter what time it is of the day. You always want to leave early if you're going to the airport. We're driving down 610, going under the 288. Through the construction area that is just known for traffic. I mean, if you're going that way, you know there's traffic. Guess what? At 3:30 in the morning, not too much traffic. And I was telling Hope, I was like, hey, honey, look, if we're going through here, we're going to go through it at 3:30 in the morning. Anyways, we jump on to 45 South, and the exit that we need to take, car accident. Truck flips over, roofing nails all over the freeway. We're right behind the accident. The flashing lights. There's no way that we can get across. And I'm like, honey, y'all aren't going to make this flight. All the home tech pros that listen to this show, they know exactly what I'm about to say. Plan B, boom. If plan A don't work, boom, plan B immediately. 4:00 in the morning. I'm holding a phone up to my ear like I call somebody. 4:00 in the morning. I'm on my phone. Uber is there within 15 minutes. I throw my daughters and my wife over the side of the freeway, all their luggage into an Uber, slam the Uber, slap it on its, you know, fender, and take off, man. And they barely make it into the terminal of the airplane in time to make their flight at 5:10 in the morning. And yeah, man, if you don't know,
yeah, call an Uber. Yeah, that's some quick thinking. But that shows you where technology has moved on so much. That 10 years ago, even just 10 years ago, that wouldn't be possible. You know,
yeah, trying to get a car to find you, in the middle of a freeway at 4 in the morning. Nah. It's just, I mean, technology and how it's improved and created some convenience is excellent, you know. And
this is, you know, our episode today, people would have seen the description, but it's a Black Friday special. We're going to pick out some tech that we think are some hot purchases you should be looking at. And that has really become a thing in the last 10 years, worldwide, globally, Black Friday, a tradition from your country that's gone worldwide, and technology purchases has become the center of Black Friday. It's the hottest deals that people are looking for, new tech for their home, for their garden, for their health, for fitness. But it's tech that pushes the Black Friday agenda.
Yeah, absolutely. And Gamble, I'm going to pull up whenever we get on the other side of this button push. I'm going to pull up an image of one of my Black Friday things that is a must have. The other things are, you know, I'm a little bit stretching it a little bit, but they are needs. If you ask me, they are must needs. And I'm a little bit off of the traditional beaten path, but that's okay. There's a lot of cool things that expand the tech horizon. Whenever I show you my Amazon, I want you to take a look at my little cart up there in the top right corner. Because I showed Sage the other day. She's like, Daddy, is that number real? Does mommy know how many packages you have showing up at Christmas? So, all right.
Let's go then.
We got on the other side.
Yeah, we've picked out three items each. So we're going to push the button and let's get into it.
Let's do it.
Right, go for it, JJ. I'm intrigued. You're going to go first because you've done the big build-up. Yeah. I want to see this Amazon. Well, first of all, just show us. Go into item number one.
Item number one. Okay, for my list, Gamble, and for the show, I wanted to cover three groups. And, you know, dad always wants the cool tech stuff, right? And then the kids, you know, kids are easy shopping. Mom. You know, I got a little something for mom and the family. Mom's gift is a little bit more family gift. I think mom will be all right with that. If we have time, Gamble, I got an honorable mention. And I think everybody will be like, oh, my gosh, I need one of those. but that one we'll all be saving some pennies for. All right, first one. First one is for dad. And so I'm going to hit my screensaver here. Or not screensaver. All right, share my screen. And where is it? Here we go. This one. Gamble.
Okay, I see it. Yeah.
Yeah, this is the Trezor Model 1 Crypto Hard Wallet. And something that you and I have been talking about, Gamble, a little bit behind the scenes is, you know, different forms of and ideas of direction of technology. And honestly, I think Bitcoin is one of those directions with the blockchain that is really, in the next 5 years, it's like what the internet was, where everybody's like, I don't know what the internet is. You know, how do you, I mean, it's just this, you dial up. I think Bitcoin and digital currency is really going to take off in the next 5 years. And this is a true way to actually own your currency. Currently, all of our money has been trusted and kept in a third party environment, institution. That was our only option. This, you can truly take all your treasure and download it and keep it in a safety deposit box or in your pocket, have a couple. But yeah, this is the Crypto Hard Wallet by Trezor. I do have one. All you need is 12 phrases or 24, okay. and it locks up. That's what I got. Oh, let me see here. Can you see how many I got? Oh no, it's not in this one. No. All right, it's not in this car. It's in my other car.
Good.
All right, let me turn my sharing off here. So then that's my first gift.
So my observation on that is, I can definitely see a huge increase in people purchasing crypto over this holiday period. That downtime when you've, you know, work's finished, a bit of chill out time. Those are the kind of things on people's to-do lists, is sit down, learn something new, pick up a new topic, pick up a new book, pick up a new box set. But if you can just get your head around crypto, NFTs, and how these are going to change, how these are going to change the way we do business, the way we do transactions, perfect time to pick up and get your head around crypto.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it's new and I'm really excited about it, but don't lose your passphrase or you lose everything.
Yeah, no, that's true. and I know from dealing with homeowners, I'd say 8 out of 10 of our customers are very poor. Their password protection, their personal documentation about their passwords. Yet they have some of the most high powered jobs imaginable. And yet,
speaking about that,
they don't know their Apple ID password, or they don't know their Netflix login. They just trust their device to remember it for them.
Crazy. It's crazy how, you know, innocently vulnerable society is.
Yeah.
All right. What you got? What you got? Show me.
Okay. So I'm going to go stick to dad tech. And it's an area of technology that really interests me. And it's topical because I do anticipate some power cuts this winter. I'm anticipating planned and unplanned. I managed to get that out. Planned and unplanned power cuts. And for that, I think every home should be looking at some backup power. And the hot items that I'm looking at, I'm going to see if I can bring up my screen. 3, 2, 1. See if I can get.
Woohoo! I see something.
Right, I'm going to bring up Amazon. So, can you see this on Amazon?
Oh yeah.
Ooh. This show isn't sponsored by Amazon, but if they want to, they can. So, this is called a portable power station. They come in various sizes depending on the capacity you require. I pulled up one that comes paired up with a solar panel. So this is completely portable. So not just for the home. This could be when you go camping, your motor home, you set up, you need power, say, by the beach, JJ, out in the park. You can power for hours and hours multiple telephones, tablets, laptops, constantly getting power from the solar panel. So that can be trickle charging and topping up the battery. If you don't have the solar panel, you can leave home with a fully charged portable power station. That might give you the capacity for a whole day out, or, which I think is more useful looking ahead, is it's your backup battery power for some key items in your home. So obvious things are still mobile phones, tablets. But think about if you could keep an appliance running that might be to do with healthcare. Think about if it's maybe just keeping your Wi-Fi router powered just for that period where you need a signal. Or it's powering up something that's critical. So the emergency usage, maybe it's to keep a small refrigerator for medicine or something going. That kind of thing. You know, the price tag, look around, shop around, look for things. 100 watt solar panel paired with maybe like a 300 to 500 watt hour mobile generator is perfect for the average home. You can go crazy and spend thousands of pounds and dollars for things that might run your home for 24 hours, 48 hours. But think about what's critical and choose a product that's in your budget and what might just keep you going for that few hours for that power cut.
You know, Gamble, this is super cool. And this is a lot more industrial compared to what I think everybody else is accustomed to, which is just their traditional little backup battery for their phone or for their little mobile tablet device. But look, dude, that thing is nice.
I bet you play a
bunch.
Great form factor.
Look at that.
I've got two of these.
Do you really?
Yeah, one powers all my garden shed, my power tools. It charges that. And our new garden office, the primary power source is one of these. And it's a 700 watt hour portable power station. It runs our laptops, our Wi-Fi router.
We're going to be doing a podcast from out there on solar and battery backup. Let's see what we can do during one of our casts. That's a cool piece. I really like that. I think that's something for everybody. I really see that it's something that you would, I'd keep it in the car on a pretty regular basis.
Yeah. You
know, always have it for camping or for emergencies.
For any home tech pro out there, especially electricians, if you have to turn off a customer's power for a period of time, but still want them to have their router on, laptop, perfect thing to put in place before you power down their home, you've still got some essential items powered on. What have we got next, Jason?
All right, here we go. Let me see if I can get my thing. All right, this one I think is an everybody favorite. And there's going to be a little bit of a little themey thing going on with me, but yeah, right here. This is MetaQuest 2, which is the Oculus is where this came from. And virtual reality is continuing to stake new ground. And the metaverse is really, I think, last year, this year, starting to come on strong. And there's a variety of different a variety of different universes that you can actually purchase property in and create a something that would attract people to it. The other side, we're living in what I consider an analog world. You get in one of these, you goggle into the digital world, and it truly is an amazing environment to dabble in. And honestly, a lot of our kids are already in the virtual world with Roblox, except it's two dimension right there on the tablet. But actually, Roblox is a virtual game.
That's really cool. I've only dabbled a little bit with VR, just with gaming. We had some friends visit kind of in the summertime or maybe in springtime, and they brought their I think it was Oculus headsets. Mm-hmm. And I thought it would just be quite basic pixelated graphics, but it was phenomenal. I was standing on the edge of this like plank of wood overlooking the street below from a high-rise building, and I was punching the wall and bumping into the bed. I couldn't get my bearings at all. These things are, the graphics are insane.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, a lot of people look at this as a gaming experience, but really virtual reality is will become a common tool in our everyday work environment. Because like in the metaverse, you'll be able to visually see one another and present documents in front of one another like y'all are in person. Because it's just think of sending a PDF and being in a digital conference room and being able to open up that PDF with that other party as if you were in a real environment. It's virtual right now. It's very blocky. But this is truly the experience that the VR headset is going towards. Is that,
and look at that price is that price is excellent.
That's a price to buy, Jack. Yeah, Jack, that's your daddy.
He's got a budget for this year's gift.
Does he?
it's not unlimited budget. I've got two kids. Remember, right? So. Was that was the family tech, yeah? Or kids, family?
That was the kids tech, actually.
Right. I'm going to go kids tech as well. I'm going to screen share. This one's a little bit outside of what we've ever talked about in the past. Let me just pull it up.
There you go. There we go.
Right. So...
Oh, yeah.
Hydroponics. Now, people might think that I'm thinking maybe the world's going to end soon because I've got backup battery. You got to start growing your own fruit and vegetables.
When you say hydroponics, the last thing I was thinking.
I know. I knew when I picked this, I thought, okay, this is going to be mocked for a few minutes. But let me explain. Hydroponics actually is a very, very high quality way, an advanced way to grow your own food. And you know exactly what's gone into that food. One of the things that I feel we're detached from with what we're purchasing from big supermarkets, big stores, you don't know where the food's come from. You don't know how far it's traveled. You don't know what it's been treated with. You kind of trust that if it says it's organic, that it's met strict guidelines, which when you look into these types of methods of growing, they're loosely monitored. They're maybe not as strict as you would hope they would be, and especially more so with meat and fish. But if you can grow at home, and this is why I think it's attractive for the kids and a family present, is all ages can get involved in this. It kind of looks after itself. You only have to do minimal watering once every week. The light itself runs for about 16 hours per day, but it's LED, very low energy. You can start with some easy to grow vegetables like loose leaf salad. Within about 40 days, you should have something that you can start to put on your plate. And then I think experiment further with some new crops, seasonal stuff that might tie in with your food habits throughout the year. But I also thought this product for me looked super cool, looked space age, reminded me of something from like WALL-E. You know that film WALL-E?
Oh, yeah.
Where it looks futuristic. It looks like something that you would have, you know, on a spaceship, you know, sliding door, and you'd go into your hydroponic room and pick out your crops that you need for your meals. So a little bit different from the Digital Ramble, but this is something that I'm looking for my own house.
Dude, that thing is so rad. Like, oh my God, look at all the different form factors. Like, really awesome. My wife would love this thing.
It looks stylish. I think it looks really cool. Oh, yeah. You know, this one you can hang on a wall bracket.
Yeah.
That's neat. And you can think if you're in my shower.
My wife's going to be like, Jay, you're growing hydroponics in the shower. No, honey, Chris said this was a great... honey, this is your Christmas gift. All right, here we go. All right, I got my... Oh, wait, I got to set it up. Here is my next one. All right, this is the family one. And it is... It you know, I had this for the moms. And moms... This is a product called Guard Dog.
Okay.
And it's a cybersecurity device, and it allows, what it does is it sits on the network and it monitors all of the IoT devices. IoT devices are the devices that Gamble and I talk about all the time. The thermostats, the cameras, the printers, anything that connects to the network is what the Guard Dog protects. And Gamble, you know, we talked lightly about it a couple of weeks ago, and the antivirus software sets on your laptop. It does not protect all the other devices in the network. This does protect all the other devices in the network. GuardDog is a fantastic product. You can check it out here at their website, guarddog.ai, and yeah. This is an easy one. Love this product.
Yeah, that ties in with what we talked about last week or the week before, I think it was, with cybersecurity and how it's all very well protecting your individual device, but you've got to look wider than that nowadays. And that's where maybe your internet service provider's router is doing a good job, but is it doing everything it could do for your network? Probably not. So start plugging the holes in your network. They are there. They're growing bigger by the day. You need that extra protection.
I mean, yesterday or this over the weekend, 20 million Americans' data was compromised through a hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's cybersecurity is serious, serious business. And yeah, the Guard Dog does a good job. All right. Last one, Gamble. What do you got? And then hopefully, I don't know, Michael, you'll have to show us because I got an honorable mention that I really want to throw up here. But Gamble, do your thing. How much time? Right. Show, give me some fingers, Mike. How much time we got? 6 minutes. Here we go.
6 minutes. Okay. Right. Holiday.
Out here
period.
On the farm, there's some flies all over the damn place. I'm going nuts. So, sorry.
I'm focusing on one product because I think this is a product that does seasonal lighting very, very well. Because of its easy-to-use app, its integration partners, its longevity, that this is an all-year-round, long-term smart lighting solution. And I'm focusing on this brand because other brands don't do colored lighting as well as Philips Hue. So for your seasonal lighting, really look at the full range of Philips Hue lights with their light bars, their light strips, their linear lighting, which is this one.
Love that.
Good product for Sonos.
Is that a Sonos there? Yeah.
They've also got new Christmas tree light coming out. So it will be your traditional Christmas tree lighting. They've got a new product coming out that will give you complete scenes and recipes for your Christmas tree at different times of day. You can schedule different scenes, different rhythms. You can tie it in with music. Christmas carols in color. Love this. Philips Hue integrated with Spotify. That, you know, integration is the new simplification is the new integration.
Yeah.
So tied in with big tech, delivering big tech experiences. And for me, it's just a well-rounded product just for your colored lighting. It's not something I would say use for your whole house lighting, but I think it layered on top of a robust lighting system like Lutron, for example, layering Philips Hue on top for all your color changing lighting and your maybe some of your circadian rhythm lighting, you can do a really, really nice holiday lighting setup for your home. You know, I love things like that. Colored lighting done right. But that's everybody's home. It's achievable for any home.
I love, we have Hue systems at our house, or a Hue system at our house, and my wife absolutely loves it. My kids love it. They always want to put it in the seasonal colors or whatever team we're playing, like, you know, whatever team is playing, like, is it the Rockets or the Texans? Well, we never watch the Texans, but the Houston Astros, you know, definitely get the colors. All right. Honorable mention, Mike, do we have a second?
We got three. We got 3 minutes.
We got 3 minutes. All right, here we go. All right, honorable mention. And I'm going to pull it up. All right. Honey, if you're listening, I want one of these. I'm just saying. All right. And let me get over here. Da, 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 da. And we will need to save some money. But yeah, it's a J-Rat custom electric bike.
Okay.
And these J-Rads run, you know, they go 26 to 30 miles an hour. And Gamble, I know that you're looking for a scooter to run around London on to keep it simple. This is not the choice for you. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Right. Well, maybe it is. Maybe it is. But you can completely customize it.
Play something from Look Tron. Yeah.
No, hey, it's funny that you say that. But yeah, man, they got, I think it's a 700 watt motor on this thing.
Wow.
And it has really good range. Yeah, see right there? 10 to 30
miles.
You could
use that backup battery.
Hey, there you go. I love how it's LED lit, super clean lines. Look at this. Yeah. I want this one sold. Okay. So you were talking about, and see, it has the dual.
Yeah.
Look, this is your drone bike.
Yeah. One of my favorite films on big screen surround sound.
Michael, Tron. What do you think? Is that two thumbs up?
That's great.
Is that cool? Yeah, Michael's giving it two. Excellent. Yeah. So J-Rat, y'all check these guys out. Their bikes are expensive, but they're works of art. They are not, you know, they are for everyday riding, but they're works of art. It truly is a work of art. Look at that one. Those little wheels on the back.
I wouldn't be surprised if something like that retains its value and doesn't drop by much at all.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but that's what I want. Honey. All right. Digital Ramblers. That's what we got for you on our Black Friday. I don't know how much of that stuff is on sale, but that's what I'd like on a Black Friday. That's for sure. And man, if you are new to the show, we have a website. Believe it or not, these two guys, the Digital Ramblers, have a website. You can check us out at digitalrambleshow.com. And we got YouTube. We got 11 podcast streaming services. Check us out on Instagram. Every so often, we'll pop on there and put something up. I got a little question up there right now. What Black Friday item are you looking for yourself or maybe for your honey? Or, you know, let us know what you think. But yeah, hit us up. Say hello.
Yeah. And as always, if you don't know, ask your home tech pro.